Welcome to Lighthouse Niagara. I'm Nathan Dagan, leader of the tech team here at Lighthouse. We hope that this message speaks to you powerfully.
This past week has been very busy. There's been a lot going on, with the worship and getting involved, overseeing it and getting everything in order for it. I was not nervous for this, but I'm nervous right now. And I'm sorry, whoever is on cameras, I may be walking back and forth. I've been working a lot this week. There's a lot that's come up. I have a wedding I have to go to after this that I didn't really do much preparation for. But everything's in order, and when we surrender ourselves to God, He's going to make things right. So I brought this prayer for a prayer initiative last Friday, and it's out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 from verse 6, and it's all around being idle. The title of this sermon is Idleness, and idleness in the sense of being lazy or being disobedient, behaving disorderly. There's a lot that has been going on in the physical. You see in news, especially in the States, and it's affecting here. There's worry that people might be losing their jobs, and it's important as Christians that we need to be working. So I'll start from 2 Thessalonians 3, 6 here. It says, "But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you, not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother." Very, very, very bold in the way Paul was writing to Thessalonia, especially in verse 10. It says, "For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." In the first verse, He warns us about who we spend our time with. It says, "But we command you, brethren, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us." We need to be careful who we spend our time with. This morning when I was reflecting on this verse and how I was going to share it, the Lord was revealing to me back when, in the beginning of creation, when he created Adam and Eve, he gave them and commanded them to tend the garden. And he told them not to eat from one of the trees. He told him, you can eat from this one, but not from that one. And it's interesting how this came to me, because it's when you think about the serpent, Adam and Eve, they spent time with it. And it led them disorderly. It led them into sin, which we were all born into. So from the very beginning, you know, there was this temptation, even the fall. Lucifer wanted to be higher than God. And he went rebelling, and the other angels followed him. So we need to be careful who we spend our time with. If you are in a place right now, you're not working, you need to be spending your time with people that are. It says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. When you're with people that are working, you can learn from them. You can develop good habits. You can eventually begin to hear about opportunities for you to find work. If you're with someone that's lazy, doesn't want to work, you're just going to be lounging. You're just going to be hanging around. You might even be in a place like hearing and complaining about how people have to work. Complaining about how situations are tough. But that's not the Lord's will for us. It says in Hebrews 10:24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. If you're in a place right now, maybe you've been laid off. Maybe you've been looking for a job and you haven't been able to find one. It is good to come to church, but it's also good to get involved in what's happening at the church. Here we have so many ministries that there's a lot of opportunity for people to to find, you won't be paid for it, but you can learn new skills. You can grow closer to one another. I remember a couple of years ago when I first came here, I wanted to be on worship so badly, but I knew there was a process that had to go involved, and people wanted to make sure that I was strong in my faith. But I went to the next part, and I went to the tech side of it, and I started to learn about EQ and mixing sound, and I'm not that great at it, but I have an understanding of it. And I know after worship is finished, I know so many people like to come and say, oh, that was so great, you guys did so good. But we only sound so good because of the tech team. We're really not that good. So you should be giving your praise to the tech team. Even there's even more involved in tech. Like we have this up on live stream right now. It eventually gets put on YouTube. I know there is talks about a podcasting starting here. And all of this needs hands. And when you put yourself in that place, if you're not working right now, you put yourself in that place, you're showing to brothers and sisters that you're willing to work. And also, you're able to share, you know, share of your testimony. They can share of their testimony. Your iron is sharpening iron in those moments, and you're growing in your faith. We have the Sunday school, and I know Miss Betty would love for there to be more teachers. There's another ministry starting, Gideon's Guard. We have the men's prayer on Monday nights, Women Walking Worthy. There's so many opportunities for us to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And as we start coming, it is showing the people that you're around that you're committed, that you're willing to be here, that you're willing to help. And eventually, those people may end up being references for you. They may end up sharing, like, hey, I know of a job. I know someone that needs an extra hand in the work they're doing. It's going to open doors. When it says, seek first my kingdom, seek first my righteousness, and these things will be added on to you. I was going to lay out all my points before I started, but I kind of missed that. So, there's so many verses up here, and I probably won't get to them all. Well, I definitely won't. I've already went over a few. The next part I want to talk about here is how work is good. Before I had a relationship with God, you know, I actually had a great influence from my dad. He worked so hard, and he has had a successful business for over 30 years now, right? Yep. And I wasn't appreciative of it. I didn't see, like, I complained about it. I was angry about it. I was even allergic to freshly cut grass. I work in landscaping. I was allergic to freshly cut grass. And I held on to that so badly to make excuses to not work or go and try another job. And then, like, a year go by and then I'm back. And it's like... I wasn't appreciative of it. And even when I came to Christ and I was praying about what should I do for work, and he showed me to go back into landscaping, I was mad. I was like, you know I'm allergic to grass. You know how much I get so congested. My eyes are watery, itchy, throat's itchy. Like, I don't want to do this. But I listened. And I remember there was like a couple months went by, and I was pretty mad. I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Almost, you know, like a moment like Job, just not understanding, like, I don't get it. But then when the Lord said to me, he said, you're being obedient. I asked you to be here, and you're being obedient. I was flooded with his peace and his joy in that moment. And now I really enjoy the work. So thank God for that, Dad. But there is so much purpose in the work that we are doing. I was just looking at it the day to day. I was looking at how I was allergic to it. I was looking at, like, having to work through rainy days, having to work when it's cold, and having to work when it's really hot. I wasn't looking at everything else that the Lord was trying to bless me with there. It would have kept me out of so many dangerous situations and so many disorderly situations if I would have just stayed focused on it. There was a blessing. There's a blessing financially. I could have saved. I would have been investing. We just, at times, I think we just look at our situations. I'm maybe just speaking of myself, I just look at the situation and think, I could do something easier. And I just forget of all the other ways the Lord is trying to bless me. The other thing that the Lord has shown me in working with my dad is the opportunity that I have to spend with him, the opportunity that I have to share the gospel with him, the opportunity that I have to be a light to the people that we work for, like all our customers. I have an opportunity to be a light to them. I have an opportunity to let God's glory be seen through my work. We can minister to people in so many ways more than just sharing the word or being in places that are seen more as ministry, like standing at the pulpit or being on worship. But there, our day to day, we need to be a light for the Lord. We need to be seen as a good example to those. To those that don't believe, to those that even are believers. Like if you are, you know, if you're at a place and you're saying you don't want to work, but you're saying that you are a believer in Christ, how does that look to a non-believer? He's just sitting at home, or she's just sitting at home. Doesn't want to work. Why would an unbeliever want to come to Christ? When they're out there working, they're going to sit there and say, I don't need God. In Samuel 2, 22 to 25, talks about Eli's sons and how they weren't being a good example of what a priest's son should be. And all of Israel started to see it. And Eli came to his sons and he said, from verse 23, well, I'll start in 22. It says, now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So he said to them, why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. Now, my sons, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. It says in, oh, I don't have it here. So who's on Pro Presenter? The verses that are just below it, it says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled by underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Everything that we do is an example to the people that we are in front of, whoever is there. What really helped me in working with my dad and working in landscaping is when I began to realize that this work wasn't just for myself, but I was working on to the Lord. And it brought me joy, and it brought me peace. Even working outside, working amongst his creation. So, if anyone right now is in a place like maybe they're not finding purpose, maybe you're in a workplace right now and you're not finding it purposeful, think about how you got here today. All the cars, the buses, the roads, this building, every part of it serves its purpose. No matter how small it may be, if it's just a screw or glue, a nail, it's all purposeful. Idleness can come from, or feeling that your work isn't purposeful can lead you into a place of being idle. We're members of the body of Christ, and so many times I hear Pastor Dave, when he's praying, he's asking the Lord that every member be doing what it ought to be doing. So many of us have gifts and talents, and the Lord wants to use them, and he will use them. You just need to seek first his kingdom. I definitely have gone astray. Not really going note for note, but this is a learning lesson for me. It's my first time. I appreciate that, John. You could say maybe I was idle in the way I put this together. I was a bit lazy. I'll admit to it. When I was in high school, I was always like pushing it right to the last minute. It's like, okay, this assignment is due this date. Well, I'm going to do it at 12 a.m. the night before. I'm praying that the Lord can make me more focused, and I'm praying that he takes that out of me. But this is obviously a nudge from him. There's so many other places, too, we can be idle. If we were to do a sermon, a series on idleness, it would go for a whole year because there are so many places that we can be idle. We can be idle in our spiritual disciplines. Are you praying daily? Are you praying nightly? Are you reading your word? I'm not reading my word as much as I should. I'll admit to it. Especially as a pastoral intern, I should be reading it daily. Are you waiting or hesitating to reach out to a friend, a relative, someone that the Lord has put on your heart? Has there been a calling in your life? Is there a ministry that the Lord would like you to oversee? Is there something the Lord would like you to be a part of here at our church? There are so many places you can be idle in relationships. Husbands and wives. You can be idle and I'll admit to this too. I definitely could spend more time with my family. Forgive me for it. We can be idle in allowing time for rest, those that are working. Jesus showed us the example every time that he had that he ministered, shared the word, whatever it was, he just took off. He went and spent time with God. He was communing. In that, there was prayer, but it was also a time for him to be alone, to hear directly from God and the direction that the Lord would have him go. We need to do that. At times we can think our rest is just sitting on the couch and watching TV or scrolling through TikTok. But it's not a true rest. It's not allowing you to sit and just be still. We can also be, if you're a non-believer, you can be idle in receiving salvation. The Lord may be pulling on your heart. The Lord may be directing you. But you're not willing to follow. You think that your way is better. You think you know what's best for yourself. John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." When we have a relationship with Jesus, we have that direct communication with God. He mediates between us. We don't know what is best for us. We may think what is best for us. Chasing after things that are of this material world. But God knows what's best. His wisdom is infinite. His ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are better than ours. He's a lamp at our feet. He wants to have that relationship with us. He wants to help us through the situations that we're going through. I knew of God my entire life. But I never had a relationship with God. And when I was doing things my own way, it led to excessive partying. It led to depression. It led to so much pride, always thinking, what I want to do is better than what you have for me. It brought me to a place overlooking the blessing that I had in the working with my dad in that business. It just made me think, I can do so much more, and I can do it all on my own. I don't need anyone's help. There's so much pride. So we can be idle in receiving salvation. For those that haven't saved it, you can be idle in receiving salvation. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. This is moving quicker than the times I planned. I timed it on my own. I'm gonna ask the elders, I'm gonna ask Lamb Team if you could come forward. Because it says, Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, therefore whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my brother, for before my Father who is heaven. Jesus wants and God wants a public display of confessing to the Lord that he is your Lord and Savior. If there is anyone here that hasn't gave their life to Christ, or maybe you want to recommit your life to Christ, I'm going to ask that you come forward. And one of the elders and or of the Lamb Team here will guide you in the prayer and guide you to what the first steps you need to go to as you gave your life to Christ. Lord, I thank you for this morning, Lord. I thank you for the way that you are working in our lives. I thank you for your word, Lord. It is perfect. Lord, I pray that this word landed on sound ground today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this is a moment where lives are being changed, where doors are being opened, walls broken down. We spent 7 hours yesterday worshiping, Lord. The last 7 weeks, all about breaking down these walls. There was one broken down for me. I stepped on the pulpit, surrendered myself to you, Lord, to speak through me. You've revealed so much more, so many other places that I need correction, Lord. But I just thank you and praise you. I just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, as we go forward today, remind us that we are salt of the earth. Remind us that we are a light, Lord. Remind us of how we need to commune with you, how we need to pray, Lord. Remind us that we need to read our word, that we need to renew our minds. Not because it needs to be a ritual, Lord, but because we need to know from you what it is you want us to do. Anything that anyone is holding on to, Lord, reveal that to them, what it is. What is getting in the way of them walking in your will? What is getting in the way? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, as everyone who is in work goes back to work this tomorrow morning, or maybe this evening, whatever your schedule may be, Lord, just remind us that you sent us a helper, that you sent us the Holy Spirit, the one that guides us. Let us be a light in the workplace. Let us be a light if you're in school, if you're a student. Let us be a light there. Lord, show us how to share to our friends, our co-workers, of your glory. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope that message spoke to you powerfully. Check us out online at lighthouseniagara.com, where we live stream every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. God bless.